Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good evening to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News on this very beautiful Thursday evening. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, very happy and grateful to be with all of you tonight. Now, tonight we have with us a very special coach with a really inspiring story, a great story of recovery. And this is in health and also in life. And really using her experience to help other people around the world. It is transformational success coach Nicole Bohr-Rahming. And she is the founder of the Fortitude Coach. And I assure everyone in our audience, you're really going to love not only her story, but what she does offer as far as help for people out there. And it is now, again, to remind everyone, Thursday evening, it is the 29th of September. And our interview today with Nicole will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So that is blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Or you could go to our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And also social media, Facebook. We know everybody's on there. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And you will be able to enjoy our show today with Nicole at any time of the day. Now, quick background about our guest, Nicole Bohr-Rahming. A military spouse. Also a homeschooling mother. And Nicole really had a life that was really ideal to many people's eyes. But at the same time, she had a quiet feeling of discontent within. And with her story, she did such a great job taking care of others. But when it really came to herself, she really didn't put as much focus into that as she could have. So Nicole really made a decision to change her life. And in the end, she really took control of her life, changed all of the negative feelings that she had. And really, at this present time, has become really the best example of an empowered woman. Really living an authentic life. So now she's decided to use her experience to help people around the world. I really look up to people that do that. And again, people who feel trapped, or feel like they're just living unfulfilling lives. I know many of us in the audience can relate to that. Or people who are just bored or just disappointed with aspects of their life. I know many of us can relate to that. What Nicole does is really help them find greatness in their lives and really help them find their passions, which is why her motto in life, she doesn't see you as you are, but as you could be. To our audience out there, I am very, very honored to present to you Transformational Success Coach, founder of the Fortitude Coach, Ms. Nicole Bol-Rahming. How are you doing today, Nicole?
I'm doing great, Matthew. Aloha. How are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. How are you?
I'm loving it. It's a beautiful day. It's still afternoon for me, so I have a while to go. So it's still a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in Hawaii.
Oh, it definitely is. I love your energy. Now, Nicole, to the people that really weren't fortunate enough to catch our first couple of segments, if you could really share with them, who exactly is Nicole Bol-Rahming?
I grew up in the Bahamas, and I am a military spouse, as you mentioned. I have lived pretty much around the world. I have lived in Italy, Japan, Spain, Puerto Rico, and I've done a little bit in the continental U.S. And, of course, I'm here in Hawaii, which is a whole different culture, even though it's considered part of the U.S. I also am a homeschooling mom, or was, as you mentioned. My kids are 22 and 18 now. Totally enjoyed that ride. I am also an IBD warrior, which means that I have irritable bowel disease, which means chronically ill. I've had it for about 9 years. And a lot of my life lessons as a Fortitude Coach, which is a forward attitude or strength to move forward, came from my life as a crony or a chronically ill person.
Wow. Now, I do want to remind the audience that every guest that comes onto our show is very carefully vetted. And this is to really assure that we bring not only the best, but the most qualified people in the world onto our show to really offer their services and their story. So, again, I want to repeat to everyone in the audience today, if you are very fortunate to catch these segments, we are, again, bringing the best people in the world in whatever type of services that they do offer. Now, before we do get to anything else, Nicole, if you could really share with the audience your personal journey.
It began about 9 years ago, when I was diagnosed with IBD and a lesion or mass in my spinal cord. And I had been controlling it for about maybe 6 years. It was a struggle, but I controlled it naturally for about 6-7 years. And then we hit a point where the disease just would not be controlled by supplements and naturopathic methods. And so I was hospitalized in January, about 2 years ago, and I lose track of time. It's horrible, but yeah. When I went in, they were having a hard time controlling it. We got it under control. 7 months later, because the immune system had to be so aggressively suppressed, I ended up with an infection in my face. So I ended up back in the hospital again. And they had to do an emergency surgery. I was 104 temp. They couldn't get the temperature to drop. They actually did the surgery with ice packs in order to keep me balanced because my blood pressure kept spiking and dropping, spiking and dropping. We went through that, came out of that. I began to see a therapist that also coached me. That was my first introduction to being coached. And we moved to Hawaii about 5 months later, and within 3 months of being here, the following January, I was hospitalized again. And this time, I was not responding to the steroids and the other measures to suppress the immune system. It took us almost twice as long to get it done. And at that point, I had to make a decision whether to go on biologics, which has quite a few side effects, including it can cause cancer, it can cause lupus, it can cause MS. So there was a trade-off about to happen that I had to make a decision about. And pretty much at that point when I started seeing the, and I'll back up a little bit, when I started seeing the therapist was when I finally started asking myself questions like, well, who am I? What do I want to do? Is this really all life is for me? And so I began that journey at that point. So by the time I was in the hospital the second, well, was that third time, that January, it was really a bridge for me at that point. It almost felt like I was being put in a situation where it became immediate. Because, you know, we all have that someday, one day, as soon as the kids graduate, as soon as I'm done homeschooling, I'll do this, this, and this. And with that third hospitalization, it was really like the icing on the cake for me. And I made the decision, which was very hard, to start the biologics. And in the space of last year, two biologics have failed me. I'm on my third biologic presently.
Really?
And yes. And right now we're actually monitoring it because I am showing some negative effects with that. However, it has motivated me even more to begin to encourage people to live life now. Don't live life by default. Design the life you want. I'm not talking about a foo-foo life, but one that you are content. You wake up in the morning and you're excited to be up. And I think I've never felt more alive than I have since I began my journey of discovering who I am, what my purpose is, what is my gift? You know, I stopped comparing myself to other people, and that's where a lot of us fall short. You know, we compare ourselves to other people, and so we never even get out the starting gate.
Yeah.
Because everybody else looks like they're so far ahead of us. But like I said, a lot of my lessons came from being chronically ill, and one of the things I learned very quickly in the process of recovery is even if you're moving slower than everybody, if you're moving, that's progress. So my journey has been one of a forward attitude, even if I have to move at my own pace. And sometimes I'm going against the norm because when I explain to colleagues that, okay, I only do 4 appointments in one day because I have energy management, not time management. Because with the illness, you have an issue with fatigue. So you learn to do things. And I teach people that, you know, and I stole this one from Zig Ziglar where he says, if you can't take a big step, take as big a step as you can, but take it now. And that's pretty much what my journey has been. I can't take a step as big as you may be able to, Matthew, but I can take a step that can move me forward. And that's what I encourage all my clients to do is to stop staying still and move.
Yes. And to anyone in the audience out there, and I know many people are in very bad situations. Look at what Nicole has been able to overcome and the energy and the life she has. It means that she's found the formula. She knows the key to really happiness. Who is your biggest influence? Or what's your biggest influence? Or what's your drive, your motivation, Nicole?
My first and foremost, as I mentioned before, is my faith. The fact that I know that I am destined, I am predestined to have an abundant life. And so I live every day as if today is as big as yesterday or the day before or as big as your day is. So I embrace that with every bit of my being. The other thing that I do is I listen to Zig Ziglar a lot. I know that sounds kind of out there. But he has a lot to say about being everything you are, but being it right now. And he really, I mean, when I'm having a rough day, if I'm in pain, if I can't move, I can pop in something by him, and by the time he's done, I'm just waiting for that to be over because I got things to do. So it's really amazing how, you know, I'm really trying to finish, develop the whole thing, but I talked about the five pillars of me before, and one of the things that I'm really trying to get everybody to understand is when I start talking about self-discovery and self-awareness, I'm not talking about a foo-foo, touchy-feely thing. I think it's about realizing that at the core of every change you want, everything you desire, is you. If you're not working on you, you're going to lose your rhythm. You're not going to go anywhere because you have nothing to give.
Yeah, you're right about that. Absolutely. So as far as now moving on to your practice, now you've chosen to take these experiences and to help other people. What are the services that you provide?
I have career coaching, personal development coaching. I also do a little bit of professional coaching because I do, like I said, believe that at the core of excellence is you. And working on you will bring about the best that you want for yourself. I also have group coaching sessions that I do, and I also offer accountability for people that are just a little bit more goal-oriented and they just need some help or support with reaching those milestones in order to get to their vision. One of the things that I recently found myself saying a lot to I just did a couple of speaking engagements, and it's that I don't want to just focus only on goals. Yes, I'm good at that. However, the bigger picture, as I say, is the vision. Where are these goals taking you? Or are you just having busy goals? We're so busy checking boxes that we don't even know where we're going, but it sounds good. So that's one of the things I do is because I am energy focused because of my situation, I am quick to be able to help someone figure out, okay, is that goal taking you towards your vision or is that just a busy goal that you want to be there? Is that a goal? Is that a game changer or is that just something you put there to check off? And so those are things that I bring that are a little bit different because, like I said, I'm energy focused. And I usually bring that to a lot of people, you know, to help them understand that we're not just checking a box. We're moving forward.
Yes. And that's what many people need to understand.
Yes, they do,
taking
sir.
The first step. Well, you spoke of the five pillars a few minutes ago for your program. Can you very quickly share with the audience what this five pillars actually means?
Okay, the five pillars of me, which when you say it, it makes a lot more sense because it's not the five pillars of Nicole, but the five pillars of you as the client, focuses on self-discovery, self-awareness, self-love. And we move all the way through to self-purpose. So basically what we do is we go on a path of discovering who you are, accepting who you are, and loving who you are, investing in who you are in order for you to be able to share who you are. One of the things that a lot of my research has revealed is that a lot of times we're so self-conscious of our failings. We're so self-conscious that we are selfish in what we're doing. But as you begin to build up your self-discovery and you identify who you are and you're able to love that, accept that, your weaknesses and all, nobody's perfect. I just recently heard from a gentleman that does a weekly blog spot, and he said that, you know, and I agree with him. The issue is not that we don't think highly enough of ourselves. It's that we think too highly of other people. So we stay in an imposter syndrome. So if I can walk you through where you begin to identify these things, when you're ready to share yourself with the world, you won't be self-conscious. How do I sound? How do I look? Was I good? Was I not good? You would be so engrossed in helping others and sharing your gift with everyone because you've come through this journey of really knowing who you are. It's what holds you up. It's not a thing where I'm going to have you thinking you're Superman. No, we're going to be realistic. I really believe in authenticity. I am a very honest person to the point sometimes of being blunt. But I want you to be able to be authentic. And part of being authentic is being okay with being transparent. And I'm not talking about bearing all your stuff to the world, but I'm talking about not being afraid of those things anymore. So the five pillars really come to the core of who you are. It can make you a better leader, a better mom, a better dad. It doesn't matter what your walk is. It's about realizing that at the core of what you want, the best life you want, and the life by design is you. You are the answer you seek. There is no, you know, external force that's going to make that happen. And so that's kind of the basis of the five pillars.
And I know many people in the audience that really, they would love to feel all of those feelings that you do speak of. So I know what many people are thinking. Once they actually start working with you, Nicole, what type of results do you really expect they could get, and how long would it take for them to really start getting these results?
I've had people have results after 2 or 3 sessions. When you're working with the five pillars, you'll probably look at about 90 days or longer, depending on how much work we have to do in each pillar. 90 days is a fair amount of time. However, as I've said before, I've had people that have had turnarounds in shorter times, and they've had lasting turnarounds. And so I'm confident in saying that it really depends on the commitment of the person and what exactly is going on. So they tend to, I'm thinking of one person in particular. I had her after 3 sessions, she was good to go and she was on her way. She didn't do 5 pillars, but she did do sessions with me about another issue in her career. And so she was good to go. But I have another person, a gentleman that's in here doing coaching with me, and we've been going for about 8 sessions, and we're only on the tip of the iceberg. So it really depends on the person, but I do try to get you to a milestone, if I will,
yeah,
within 90 days. I think that's a fair amount of time. That's a quarter. If somebody's looking to increase their production at work, if they're, you know, that's a good solid amount of time to get things done. But I also have people that go longer.
So, I mean, your program sounds absolutely wonderful. If you could really share with the audience, there's so many coaches and other type of counselors out there. Mm-hmm. Nicole, in your opinion, what do you feel makes you stand apart from the rest?
I'm not afraid to go after your blocks. I'm not afraid to go after the things that are hindering you. I don't have that's not my primary focus, but when we get to it, we're going to work through it. It's not going to be a quick hit and miss. If I need to refer you to a counselor or a therapist, I will. However, when I begin to get in there, as I shared earlier, my thing is your vision. Goals are great. They're really, really good, and we're really good at coaches of getting you to hit those goals and check the point. But my question is, what is at the heart of that goal? Because it's a bigger vision. And that's what I'm running after. Because for myself, I have goals along the way, but what really keeps me going is the vision I see at the end. And so that's what I try to keep my clients focused on, and that's where I am. But when it comes down to blocks, I read some of them of my counterparts, and we kind of gloss over your blocks and your resistance and different things like that. And we actually have coaches that's their sole focus. But with me, I take on the whole thing. And I, as I said before, I'm a vision caster. So when I begin to see things that are blocking you, we're going to get there right away, and we're going to deal with those things, and we're going to move forward. I've had people that on my discovery session, they've talked to me, and within a couple of minutes, I ask one question, which is what I see, and it's a wrap for about, they're pretty much done, because we're at the heart of the matter. I mean, it's not my intention, but we have tears flowing. We have people that are, and this is just my free session. We haven't even gotten into what you really want to go after. We're just trying to figure out why you're not going to the gym. You know, but when we come to the heart of it, you know, it may be self-sabotaging, but nobody helps you see that. You sit there and you, okay, so I'm going to eat better, and I'm going to go 3 times a week, and I'm going to hire a trainer. Okay, yeah, no, that's wonderful. That's great. But let's look at why you haven't hit that part already, because you knew all of those things before you called me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what sets me apart. Like I said, my honesty and my authenticity is really at the heart of what I do.
And all of those things are very important. We have a little over a few minutes left. You did speak about your program shortly. Can you share with the audience where can they go to sign up for your program and how do the sessions work?
I'm at www.thefortitudecoach.com. My business line is 808-445-7355. And that's 808-445-7355. The way the sessions work is I offer everybody a free session. It's about 40 minutes. I give you the chance to take coaching for a ride. It also gives me an opportunity to see where you are at and whether or not this is the right step for you. It's not about the money. So I'm not taking you on just to take you on. If I think you have some steps you needed to do prior to being coach or being coachable, I will make some recommendations, books to read, things to do, mindsets to think about if it's something that I can't coach you through. There's also, you know, the other side of the coin where you get to figure out if you like how honest I am or how authentic I am or whether you like the process of how I coach. If you decide that you don't like my method of coaching, I can offer you recommendations of other coaches that you may want to try that have a different style. We all have different styles, you know, and one size, as I told you in, I think, I don't know which session it was, one size does not fit all for me. So I'm very honest about that. Once we've done that, then we would decide on that point what would be the best cost of action, and then you would choose from one of my plans, or you can decide to go a la carte. That would be up to you. And we begin to work through the sessions. The biggest thing I do at first is make sure you have a vision and you know your why. We go from there, and then we build your SMART goals, and we do a lot of exploration to figure out what exactly is going on. The last component would be that you would test out what you're attempting to do. If it's career coaching, you would test out different careers, do some research, you know, different things like that. If it's self-development, we'll take some of that stuff for test runs. different things like that. I mean, it's interesting, you know, people come in and they want to work on different things. And, you know, you have to figure out if it works, you know, and I'm very result-oriented. I'll keep at it until we get it. I'll do as much research as I need to, because I know that within all of us, we want to be the best version of ourselves possible. We just have to figure out exactly what your individual strategy should be.
Yes, and to the audience out there, rarely do you ever find anyone willing to give you help that's actually is willing to give you a free session, 40 minutes. And it's possible that this 40 minutes could change your life. Again, this first session is absolutely free. It's time to take that step, that first step really to happiness. And again, Nicole, if you could very quickly repeat your contact information. We do have a little over 30 seconds left.
Got you, sir. www.thefortitudecoach.com. You can also email me at Nicole@thefortitudecoach.com. I am on Facebook as The Fortitude Coach. And also, you can call me. I would love to hear from you. 808-445-7355. Once again, that is 808-445-7355.
And we're just about out of time today. And again, Nicole, it was an absolute honor having you on today to share your story with the audience and also your practice. We definitely look forward to having you back again in the future. And to our audience out, thank you for joining us this evening and also afternoon in certain areas as well. Please go to accglobalmedia.com if you would like to hear our show again here with Nicole. And please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates with Nicole as well. We definitely look forward to having her back on again in the near future. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful evening and day. And to Nicole, thank you again for coming. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew. Mahalo to everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.